This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. If you've got a bit of time, go and give us a rate and review on your podcast app, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, whatever you listen to us on. We love it if you can go and give us a review because it helps us grow, particularly if it's positive. If it's not so positive, don't bother. But in addition, go and follow me on Twitter at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, and at Ethos Pelicans, ETHOS Pelicans is the Twitter handle for the show. So I've been missing in action over the weekend, disappeared off on a holiday for a couple of days. So while I did get to watch the games, I did not have my computer to record. So we're going to catch up a little bit of a recap over the weekend as to what happened, as well as the game that was much too early for me to watch live against the Boston Celtics earlier today. It was 1:30 a.m. my time. And you might have seen on Twitter that I said I will not be watching it live because I was tired. But okay, so let's get into it. So, over the weekend, the Pelicans had a couple of games. After the fantastic win by the game winner from Brandon Ingram, or Kingram, we then proceeded to take on an undermanned Clippers side. The Clippers came into the Smoothie King Center, and this was on Friday morning for me, and the Pelicans spanked them 113-89. It was one of those games that was a bit back and forth until about halfway through, I think, and that's where we really pulled away. That second quarter, we put them to the sword. A really good first quarter as well, actually. And, you know, winning every single quarter except one, the Pelicans were really, really impressive, and it came down to really the personnel. Everyone played well. Brandon Ingram, fantastic again, facilitating with 6 assists. Devontae Graham had a good game, 13, 6, and 7. JV, 18, and 16. Josh Hart, 12, and 5, and 3, and 1 steal. And Herb Jones had 14, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Did an absolute number on whoever he was put on. He was tasked with guarding one of the Morris fellas. He was guarding Reggie Jackson, Nick Batum. And then he switched on to Coffey, who started getting going. And really, it was just an impressive end-to-end, siren-to-siren victory. And a real statement win after having to fight to win the last one and then to come out and just really stomp a team like that. It was really impressive, particularly highlighted by the fact that we smashed them in the rebounds. We hit some good three-point attempts, 14 of 39, 35%. Turnovers, only 6 turnovers for the whole game, caused 15 of theirs. So all of a sudden you take care of the ball and, you win. Points off turnovers, we've got 23, they only had 4. You love it. You know, that's easy offense. So, fantastic effort all around. There's not much more you can say about that besides the fact that we came in, put them to the sword from quarter to quarter, as we were expected to do. No Paul George, no Kawhi Leonard. And had a few guys out, Luke Kennard's out as well. And, you know, that was an important win. Really important win to stomp them. It dragged us up the standings at the time back to, I think we got to 12th within a game and a half of the 10th spot. And then we were off. We were off on our East Coast road trip. Jen Hale not on the call in either of these games, the Clippers game and then the subsequent Nets game because she got COVID. She returned for the Celtics game, which is fantastic as well. But that COVID's running rampant over there, I tell you what. So, off on the East Coast trip, the commentary team of Joel Myers, AD, and Aaron Summers were back in the office, so it was all back in the studio, so that was all done remotely. And we took on a Nets team that didn't have Kyrie Irving because of his refusal to get vaccinated, and didn't have Kevin Durant for half the game. Unfortunately, an inadvertent accident, Bruce Brown falling back after making contact with Herb Jones, falling across Kevin Durant's knee and straining his MCL, which is you never like to see. But that was the damage was pretty much done by the time KD got injured. So the Pelicans unfortunately start their East Coast road trip against the Nets, losing 120 to 105, 120 to 105, and yeah, not a great result at all. It was really done early. James Harden was huge for them. And Kevin Durant in the first quarter was just everywhere. But when he went down, it was impressive because the other guys stepped up. Patty Mills took on a bit more of the scoring load. 21 points. James Harden, 27, 8 rebounds, 15 assists. He was going ballistic. They got Sharp at center who had 12 and 10. Kessler Edwards had 16 points, Cam Thomas off the bench with 20, and it was just hard to slow them down. They were getting everything they wanted. They came into their home court and really just wanted to slap us around. They're a great side, top of the East or close to it, and really made it difficult for Brandon Ingram and co. Brandon Ingram finishing with 22 points, Josh Hart 14 and 11, JV 13 and 5, and had a pretty average game, honestly. He didn't influence the game as much as we know that he can. No double-double as well. You know, he's getting out-rebounded a fair bit, which was disappointing. Herb Jones, solid, but managed to foul himself out. Just short of it. He was in foul trouble all night. And it was just tough because every time you get a bit of momentum, they'd get another foul and someone had to come out of the game. So, disappointing, to say the least. The bench brigade was pretty solid. Nikhil with 10, Jackson Hayes with 11 points. Jose Alvarado, who is absolutely locked down the backup point guard spot, was fantastic in 15 minutes. He had 7 points on his home, his return home to New York. He had a great game with 7 points and was just an absolute pest once again. Did really, really good job, and all credit to him for that. For making that role his own as well. Satoransky, we haven't seen since he's come back from the COVID, and I don't think he will while Jose influences the game as much as he does when he comes off the bench. So, you know, it's all about staying ready, and I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him. If we go over to the team stats, the story of the game, 14 turnovers to 11, so we lost that, but points off turnovers even. It really wasn't about that. It was just defensive rebounds, we got smashed. We only had 23 to 35. They shot 54% for the game, 44% from three, and it was just a barrage. Anytime we tried to get something going, we just got absolutely hammered. 30 assists to 27. While we moved the ball, which has just been fantastic, shots weren't falling, and we just couldn't match the just incredible effort by James Harden. He put a clinic on, and then the supporting cast were just huge as well. So, disappointing to start that road trip like that, particularly when you're getting to a point where you're on that cusp of getting into the play-in, and all you need is one more game and then you're in, one or two more games, and then you get hit with a couple of tough games and you get stunned. And yeah, it's a bit of momentum buster. It takes us to 16-27 on the season. They're 27-15, the Nets. So pretty tough. Key takeaways from that game. The Nets are the real deal. When one guy goes down, like, you know, no Kevin Durant, when he gets injured, no Kyrie Irving, the other guy just steps up. And they're so difficult. Second key takeaway, they've got a whole heap of young guys that are just fantastic. Really, really good players. Cam Thomas and Kessler Edwards, just fantastic. And then Sharp as well. Really good. But for the Pels, ball movement's fantastic. But what you can't do is come out lacking and missing defensive assignments and turning the ball over and missing free throws, not being able to convert on the offensive end. It makes it so much more difficult when you're not locked in. And particularly in a place such as Brooklyn, which has a really good home crowd, who know that these guys and expect their team to be good. So, difficult game. Contributions probably need to be improved a bit. We can't just have Brandon Ingram having to score every single trip down the court, but at the moment that seems to be a bit of the offense-driven system that we've got, because the ball's in his hands and he either scores it or he creates with another 8 assists again. Point BI, I guess he is at the minute. Unfortunately, only shot 8 of 21 for the night, and he had a tough go. He really did. 8 assists to 1 turnover, you're pretty happy with that. Not bad effort at all. I do love point Brandon Ingram. I think the ball needs to go through him, but he needs some help. He needs someone that helps him facilitate, because when he can be fed the ball correctly when he's on the post and near his sweet spots in the mid-range, he's a completely different player. He absolutely is. So, yeah. Hopefully we can get that one sorted and bounce back. So, unfortunately, we didn't. We're going to break down the Celtics game in a few moments. Firstly, we're going to thank the sponsors before that. Firstly, mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up. That will give you a deposit match bonus. So when you sign up on the third page, you'll get some deposit matches. In addition, manscaped.com, fantastic friends of the sports ethos, use the code HOOPBALL20 when you are at checkout. Get yourself 20% off and free shipping, because we love a discount. Get yourself the Lawnmower 4.0. Don't know if they have updated it any further than that at the minute, but that's where we're at as far as I'm aware. In addition, we have a new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up to get a 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit, up to $100 plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our ETHOS or Sports ETHOS DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS, ETHOS, over at thrivefantasy.com. In addition, it may have been the season of giving. Well, that's just gone now, but stop giving your personal information to your ISP. On top of overcharging, your ISP is allowed to legally sell your browsing history to third-party advisors, or advertisers even, for a ton of cash. Take your privacy back with ExpressVPN. Head to our special promotional link at expressvpn.com/hoopball to get 3 bonus months on a 12-month subscription. It's super easy. Turning it on takes just one click, and it works great with streaming services like Netflix or sports packages like League Pass as well. Once more, that's expressvpn.com/hoopball. Grab those 3 bonus months now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Okay, so welcome back after those brief messages. The Celtics and Pelicans played this morning, as I said, at the top of the show, 1:30 a.m. my time, so it was a bit of a delay watching it and then obviously putting up the pod. The Celtics end up defeating the Pelicans 104-92 despite a monster first quarter effort from the Pelicans where they absolutely slapped the Celtics around in front of their home fans, 29-18. And then all of a sudden, they just started clawing back. 21-17 in the second quarter in favor of Boston. Third quarter and fourth quarter, they just came out firing. Managed to claw back from a huge deficit to be able to win it. And the Pelicans looked shell-shocked after halftime, I tell you what. After such a promising start and a great rebound from the Nets game, it was really impressive to see that the Pelicans were going to respond. Unfortunately, couldn't hold on, and it really wasn't the play to a degree. I mean, the box score will tell you different, but it didn't appear to be the scoring from Tatum and Brown that really got them there, but rather the other guys. Dennis Schroeder stood up. Al Horford was good. Grant Williams was good, as well as huge contributions. 50 points from Tatum and Brown, their two all-stars. It was tough to contain them, and every time we tried to respond in the second half, we just got slapped around, and disappointing not to be able to get the offense going. If we go to... We'll start with the team stats. 41% from the field for us, 47% for them, 30% from three to their 31. Pretty solid there, only one more three-pointer than us. Free throws, we shot 61% from the free throw line, started 9 of 9 and ended up 11 of 18, which is just atrocious. You know, that's 7 points there that brings you to 99 to 104. You know, does the game change a little bit? Assists were down. They're a very high isolation team. They had 22 assists. We only had 23, which we know that we need to get 25 plus to be in a good position to win. And we didn't do that. Turnovers were solid, 11, but they all came towards the end of the game. And in well, we had four in the beginning, and then really let go of the rope a little bit. And while we kept fighting, taking care of the ball was tough. It was pure momentum busters. There was times where we just kept trying to force the ball to Brandon when he wasn't in a position to do it. Jonas Valanciunas being double teamed and not being able to pass out of it, causing more turnovers. It was atrocious at times. Very disappointing to see them throw away such a good lead after such good hard work. At the box score, Josh Hart had a good game. 13 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 6 of 10 shooting. Had 2 turnovers. They said he was a minus 20, but I mean, he was fouled so many times going to the basket and they just ignored that. I mean, he got frustrated, got teed up at one point, and it was just a really disappointing showing from the umpires who at times overruled themselves. They make a decision and then go back on it. And the refs need to be better, firstly. Secondly, the Pels need to be better. You know, Brandon Ingram, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 6 of 19, 0 of 4. He's not going to be happy with that. He had only one turnover, but again, the scoring just wasn't there. Herb Jones had 16 points. Jonas Valanciunas, while he had 22 and 14 and 4 assists, he had 3 turnovers and 9 of 17 shooting. He had a mismatch. There was no Time Lord playing. It was purely Al Horford and Enes Freedom, sorry. And yeah, I feel like we just didn't capitalize on that mismatch as quite as much as we could have. Devontae Graham was hit and miss. 4 of 14 shooting, started so well, and then proceeded to just go a bit cold. They chased him off the three-point line, and it was tough. The bench
was awful, plainly. It was we got 15 bench points, while they only got 9. We just... It didn't give us enough. The bench really didn't. Neither did the starters. With Nikhil, the only significant scorer off the bench with 9 points. The rest was pretty tough. Yeah, a little bit disappointing, honestly. I think this was one that we could have really won. We had a history of beating them in a row. I think we'd beaten them 5 times in a row or something like that. But unfortunately, that streak has ended. And so, key takeaways. We need to find the way to get Brandon the ball without having to exert so much effort. Every time Brandon touches the ball, he's getting belted. He's either bringing the ball up, having to hand it off to someone for them to then feed him after he posts up. Or he's getting it off, I don't know, like a pin down screen or, you know, out of a double team. Never once does he get an easy shot. And we expect that because he's the best player on the team. You know, they're going to be defending him a lot harder. But the issue is that if we don't have someone to facilitate that and get him the ball in easier spots and make the game easier for him, well, what chance do we have that he's going to be able to succeed and with it bring the Pelicans along with that? In addition, we need to be able to exploit mismatches. If a guy is open or a guy has the mismatch, well, feed him. Give him the ball. It's pretty straightforward, but apparently it is less than easy. Well, it's definitely not easy. I tell you what, it's pretty hard. So, second key takeaway is that our other guys need to step up. It's all well and good to say, all right, we're going to get 25 from Brandon every night. Well, we didn't. We got 15. So who else is going to shoulder the load? We got 22 from Jonas. So what's that? 37 from two of our best, well, two best players, best scorers. You know, the other guys have got to be able to step up. The offense has got to come from somewhere. And whether that's Nikhil off the bench or whether that's Devontae Graham or Josh Hart, well, someone else has to come and step up. And the offense gets stagnant. I understand that, but we've got to lift the contribution from the other guys. It's imperative that if the success of this team is going to continue and improve, you know, that's what's going to have to happen. It's got to be a four-quarter effort from everyone. My final key takeaway is that it feels like there's a missing piece. That's what it feels like. It just feels like there's something missing in this team. And I mean, of course, it's a 6'7" point forward who can jump out of the gym, but just someone that can handle the ball and someone that can create offense that makes it not as hard for Brandon to have to work to get the ball. And maybe I'm crazy, but you know, there was an announcement by, oh well, sources say, from Jake Fisher that David Griffin is trying to find a significant upgrade. I don't know what that means, whether that's a De'Aaron Fox or someone of that ilk. But again, if we can get a good guard, that would be pretty helpful as well, because, you know, talent is what wins in this league. We've seen it. We saw it against the Nets. We saw it against the Celtics. We see it with the Lakers. You know, all of these great sides have good players. Milwaukee wins because they've got Giannis. They've got Middleton. They also have a good supporting cast. So I think that's where we need to achieve what we really need to focus on, and hopefully we can get there and improve. So, all in all, not the worst game I've seen. It was good for Hart. And then we're in a bit of strife. But we get a day off, and then we're back on again. And we're going to continue. We get 2 days off, actually. And we're going to take on the Knicks on Thursday night. And that'll be the end of that road trip, I'm fairly certain. So that's going to be one of those games that we have to win. Because you drop 2, well, let's not go on a 3-game losing streak. Let's go and win. Let's take these Knicks on. They haven't been convincing. You know, they've won they're 50% on the year, but you know, it's time to really take a bit of a scalp and knock these guys around, which hopefully we can do that. Now, I'm going to wrap up. There is big shows coming this week, really. So keep an eye out. May or may not have guests coming. It's also my birthday on the 20th, so feel free to be nice to me on that day. But anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. I am Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Stay safe, look after yourselves, and bye for now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.